Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The AJC has a new beat writer for the team. Her name is Sarah Spencer, and we wanted to introduce Sarah to our audience and welcome her to our program. Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So, Sarah, out of all the gigs you could have taken, why did you decide to become the Hawks beat writer?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Well, first off, I'm super excited to be here and be talking to y'all. I recently moved down here, so I'm kind of in that process of sitting on a yoga mat with no furniture. You know how that goes.
No, Sarah, we don't. I don't have a yoga mat, so I don't know how that is.
Y'all should do yoga. It's fun. I think this was such an awesome opportunity for me, and I'm really, really excited and honored to be working for the AJC. So I've been living in Pittsburgh the past 2.5, 3 years-ish, but I'm actually originally from Georgia. So I'm from Fayetteville, born and raised, went to high school there, and then went to college at UGA, graduated in 2016, moved up to Pittsburgh to cover the Pirates for MLB.com. I had kind of a post-grad internship, and then the Post-Gazette up there was nice enough to let me come back and work in Pittsburgh for a couple years. And it was awesome, even though I got to say, I'm excited to hopefully not have to deal with much snow. I could do without that. So if anyone needs snow boot recommendations, I got you.
No, you know, I was about to ask you that because coming from down here, being here in Atlanta, growing up in Fayetteville, going up there to Pittsburgh, that had to be a culture shock because they get a lot of snow.
Right. You know, so culturally, or I guess just like, you know, the mannerisms of the people and that kind of thing, Pittsburgh's actually very, you know, Midwestern, it's kind of a little bit of an enigma because you have a little bit of East Coast vibe, but then you also, you know, you're right next to Ohio and there's a lot of that Midwestern vibe. So people are very nice. I think I kind of had a preconceived notion. I was like, oh gosh, is it going to be like in New York and I'm going to get run over by a taxi and are people going to be mean? And, obviously, that's a little bit of a stereotype, but it wasn't like that at all. People were great, but as far as and you know, the sports stuff kind of translates everywhere. But as far as weather and learning how to drive in the snow, that was a big adjustment for me. And so now I'm in the process of moving in, and I'm like, well, you know, in my huge closet, I've got all these winter coats that I guess are just going to gather dust. But then, you know, it's kind of funny. You come down here and it's like you're in the process of moving and it's 100 degrees. So there's pros and cons, but I'm definitely, you know, this is what I'm used to. And I welcome it after a couple winters up there for sure.
Yeah, well, you welcome back home and you get to cover a team that is Sarah Spencer, new beat writer for the Hawks for the AJC. Going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know. You and I have broken it down a little bit, you know, what the expectations are. You know, can they make a run at the eighth playoff spot, for example? No matter what they end up this season, we do know this much. This is going to be a fun team to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, without question. I think, you know, it's really interesting because I left, obviously, for Pennsylvania a couple years ago, and then you come back, and it's really interesting to see how much all the teams have transformed. And the Hawks are, you know, exhibit A of that, especially with like getting kind of their guy in Trae Young and being able to build around that young core with him and John Collins. And then, you know, they were able to get some really intriguing guys that I think have a lot of upside in the draft. And I think, you know, with some of those guys, it's a little too soon to say how they'll do until you see them up against actual NBA competition. But other than that, I mean, yeah, just the mere concept of having such an exciting young core, I think is going to make for a really exciting season. I think it'll be really interesting to see how the Hawks get started this year, because I know last year they really dragged and they really, really struggled to get off the ground. And, you know, I think that was kind of a punch in the mouth there for some of the young guys as they adjusted. So it'll be interesting to see how fast those guys adjust, because honestly, they're going to have a pretty tough November, I think it is. They've got pretty much every game on the road. They've got a back to back with the Clippers and the Lakers. So it's gonna be a tough adjustment period, I think. So we'll have to see how those guys react.
You know, when you look at all these young stars on this team, were you surprised when the schedule came out that the Hawks only had two nationally televised games?
I was a little bit. To be honest, I really was. And some of it, I think, is just until the energy translates to, more wins. I think sometimes that's just something that you kind of have to, go through the process when you're not a team that has a legacy, like, let's say, the Lakers. You don't have that kind of name brand recognition that maybe they do. You got to kind of get it off the ground with more wins. So I think for a lot of people, I very much understand being disappointed with that. And people are going to miss out on a lot of, people are going to miss out on a lot of highlights, with a crazy pass by Trae Young or whatever, what have you. But I think, I think that'll come with time if the Hawks keep improving. And I think a big question for this season is, how much do they improve? Like, do they take, a baby step from last year, or do they take a big leap? And I kind of think that's the question that they have to answer pretty fast.
Yeah, we're talking with Sarah Spencer. She's a new beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks, joining us live on the WayForward.com hotline as the Hawks season is about 7 weeks away. And we'll talk about that in a moment with Sarah, about what we do expect from the team this year. But it is interesting. You brought up the schedule. You mentioned the schedule, and you were talking about it. I know this is kind of an unusual point to make. It's just my thought here, Sarah, that the Hawks are going to have this year maybe the most highly anticipated opening preseason game they've ever had in their history, for no other reason than they're going to have the Hawks fans a chance to see DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish and Bruno Fernando. But because of who they're playing on October the 7th at home, and they're playing Zion.
I know. What a bizarrely stacked, preseason opener on, randomly just on October 7th. We've got all these potential stars with such crazy upside clashing. I think it's very weird because I've actually already kind of, people have asked about that, and it's like, wow, why are we talking about like a preseason game? It's like, what about when the regular season gets started? But people don't, as much as preseason, you can kind of take it or leave it, and it's obviously not that meaningful. But overall, it's so interesting that there's enough energy surrounding those young stars, or I guess potential young stars, that people are already talking about a preseason game. And I think that's kind of indicative of the energy surrounding this team. Again, we have to see how much it translates to wins. But no, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's so funny that people are talking about a preseason game, and I don't blame them. I mean, anytime Zion comes to town, I think that's kind of going to be, that name is such a legacy already. Obviously, who knows how much he'll, who knows how much he'll play or anything like that. But just the anticipation of him being there, it's funny how that can, that can blow up so much.
So, Sarah, what was your favorite sport growing up in Fayetteville High? Or what was the sport that you played?
Right. Well, I played a little basketball. I played soccer pretty much my whole time growing up. I was a big college football fan in general. I did not grow up a Hawks fan, but I kind of just loved the whole, I've, lived around March Madness, love that. Was a big NFL fan. And then honestly, I kind of became an NBA fan a little bit later. I kind of fell in love with the NBA a little bit, kind of more as I grew up. It's so easy to fall in love with the NBA just with the way that players are, with personality, and I think the NBA has a lot of personality, and it's just a really fun time and a really fun experience. And I'm just so excited to hit the ground running. Once my couch comes in, that is, I'll get furniture in, and then I'll get a little bit more excited for the season.
somebody needs to go to the dump. Sarah Spencer, as we look forward to this season, we talked and we think, and I'll just bring up to speed here a little bit, I think there's some belief here that inside the station, because we are the Hawks flagship, that the Hawks can make a run, at least a run at 41 wins at a 500 year and the playoffs and maybe that eighth spot. I don't know if that's too big a leap or not, but I think that at least we think that they're potential of doing it based on what they did at the end of last year.
Right. I see where you're coming. I think I'm a little hesitant to go that far just because some of the players that they're going to need, we haven't even seen them play. And then some of the guys that they got outside the draft in the offseason, you know, with like Chandler Parsons and Jabari Parker, those are, you know, injury-prone guys. And you just don't really know. I think it's just hard at this point. I get the energy and I'm tracking, but I think it's just a little too early for me. I need to see some of these guys in person and get to know them and that kind of thing. I think it's possible, but I just think at this point you got to pump the brakes a little bit and see how these guys respond to such a tough November again. I think that after that month you'll be able to kind of. That'll answer a lot of questions right there as far as how fast these guys can hit the ground running. Because it is such a young team, and you're going to be on the road so much. You just have to see how those guys respond, you know, especially against, I think, in their first 2 months, they're playing a lot of, you know, projected playoff teams. So you'll see really fast if you can hang.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch this team grow. With the potential of Trae Young and John Collins and who that breakout guy is, if DeAndre Hunter is that kind of guy or if Cam Reddish is that kind of a guy too. Sarah, it's going to be fun to watch over the next 2-3 years as they grow as a unit and all grow together, kind of the baby
Absolutely, the baby Hawks. That's a really good way to put it. I think I agree with you. I think this year it's a little bit of a thermometer for how this team will project for the years to come. I know they're kind of building for the long term and choosing to build around a young core, and I think that makes a lot of sense, and you'll see how fast it pays off pretty quickly.
Thank you, Sarah. Do appreciate.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hope you get that couch real soon and get off that yoga mat.
Thanks, guys. Me too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.